The noise of life can be deafening at times. The clanging, the clutter, the endless distractions. Walking carefully, slowly, your head down, guarding each step that you take. I hope you can pause from the hectic chaos and just lift your eyes above into the peaceful harmony of heaven. Have you ever taken a hot air balloon ride? Maybe just seen them floating peacefully in the cool morning breeze, high above the noise, ascending above the chaos. Well, the theme of this meditation from Colossians chapter 3 is lifting your eyes to what is above, ascending, rising above earthly worries to rest on what is above, resting on the things of heaven. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can be still and quiet, ascending above into the arms of God. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from 1 John chapter 2. And just respond softly, Lord God, help me choose what is above. Don't love the world or anything that belongs to the world. If you love the world, you cannot love the Father. So Lord God, help me choose what is above. Our foolish pride comes from this world, and so do our selfish desires and our desire to have everything we see. None of this comes from the Father. Lord God, help me choose what is above. The world and the desires it causes are disappearing, but if we obey God, we will live forever. Lord God, help me choose what is above. Amen. Now, your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is about shifting your perspective from here to there, from you to God. So spend a few moments now obediently pursuing God and lifting your heart towards heaven, now in silent contemplation. Let the silence continue as you focus on breathing the divine breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes now and just take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. Feel your stomach rising with each breath. Hold it for a moment. And then exhale the worry. Feel your chest rising with each breath. And let it remind you of ascending to God. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, help me choose what is above. With each deep belly breath that you take, be mindful of your breathing rising above the earth. Rest here breathing peacefully, Lord God, help me choose what is above. Thank you. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit revealing the purpose of each breath and each beat of your heart. Pause here and ponder. What do you hear, feel, taste, or even smell around you? What earthly sensations are you aware of? And how do they make you feel? Where do you feel them? Well, rise above them now. Feel them dropping away as your soul lifts towards God. Your mind may wander as you lift your gaze, and I give you that permission. But then return to your breathing, the beating of your heart, and trusting in God to choose what is above. Now in continued silent contemplation, listen carefully to the first of three readings, each reading rising above the one before. Listen to these eternal words from Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 from the New International Reader's Version. Think about things that are in heaven. Don't think about things that are only on earth. What did you hear? How did it bring you nearer to God? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit mold your thoughts and perspective? What came to mind? Well, think about things that are in heaven. Don't think about things that are only on earth. Rest there longer in divine contemplation as you shift your eyes to the things above. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of things above. Take a moment to contemplate that. Just trust in what is above. Take time here to seek it in quiet contemplation. Thank you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. Therefore, if you've been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in His resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above, heavenly things, not on things that are on the earth, which have only temporal value. For you died to this world, and your new, real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, close your eyes and slowly drop your head towards the floor, your chin resting on your chest. Once again, what do you hear, taste, or even smell that reminds you of the world, of the earth? Now, slowly, begin to lift your head. Just inch by inch, lifting off the earth to what is above. Your gaze towards God. Your arms outstretched in praise. You're breathing deep and slow from your belly. Just rest here in the peaceful presence of the God above. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. What are you facing that is most distracting? What noise of life is most deafening to you? Perhaps something at work? At home? Maybe health issues or financial worries? Well, whisper them to God as an offering, and intentionally rise above them as you look towards God and take all the time that you need. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered eternal breaths towards heaven. And let that be your meditation, whether at the start or the end. Lord God, help me choose what is above. And let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, above. Let me pray now and pray over you, that you remember you have been raised up with Christ, so keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. May you be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. In the days or even moments ahead, you will likely feel some distraction and chaos from the things of earth. Well, be mindful in those moments and let them remind you to choose instead what is above. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to help someone else lift their eyes from earthly noise and chaos to heavenly peace. How can you help someone else experience what is above? So when you're ready, whether at sunrise or sunset, expect to be distracted by the earth, but then lift your eyes above the chaos to what is above, for it is there you will encounter God.